Staying in Iraq, here's a story that shows just how times have changed. Before the invasion, having any part of the name Saddam Hussein al-Tikriti would get you treated with respect. It's very different now, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro found out.
In Iraq before the war, flattery and nepotism were a currency that paid dividends. For example, many here tried to emulate their all-powerful leader by sporting a bushy black mustache. Who can forget those pre-war images of dozens of look-alike Saddams sitting around their leader during military consultations? The most important asset, though, was being a member of Saddam's clan, the al-Tikritis.
In the past, any Tikriti was so proud because everybody was afraid of him. Not only fear, but respect. You used to feel that he was really something.
That's Omar Anwar al-Tikriti. While he says he never took advantage of the connection to Saddam's family, many others did. Members of his tribe would get jobs easily, striking terror into anyone hapless enough to get in their way. Nowadays, things have changed dramatically.
In my new job, someone asked me about my family name. I told him I'm a Tikriti. He kept quiet, as if he was disgusted. I asked him why he was repulsed. He said the moment we hear this name, we remember Saddam and what he used to do to us.
Those most oppressed and discriminated against under Saddam were the Shia majority, who now dominate the government. Omar says he now faces a double curse. Shiites dislike the name Omar because the original Omar opposed Imam Ali, whose martyrdom in the 7th century led to the establishment of the Shiite branch of Islam.
In one job, they were all Shias, and we immediately didn't get along. My cousin found me the job, but they told him, his name's Omar. He's Sunni and a Tikriti. He can't mix all three together. This doesn't suit us.
For the past 2 years, he says he's been turned down in job after job. Of course, having the name al-Tikriti is one thing, but sporting the name Saddam is even worse for some. At the Civil Status Directorate, where people go to change their names, a female functionary, who declines to give hers, says that the procedure is simple.
Anyone called Saddam Hussein submits a petition to our directorate. We then get the approval of the director general to start the procedures.
And petition they have since the fall of the regime.
We have witnessed many such cases. They change their names to similar ones like Salah or Sabah or Salam.
60-year-old Saddam Dahish brushes away dust and debris. He's a street sweeper. He says he was named well before Saddam Hussein became the leader of Iraq. But others use the name to pay homage to the former dictator.
There are a lot of families who name their children Saddam. My neighbor has four boys, and the four of them were named Saddam Hussein.
Which might get confusing around the dinner table, not to mention make them unpopular in the neighborhood these days. Saddam Dahish says many people have told him to get another moniker, too.
Some have told me that it is not a nice name. It's a bad one. They say Saddam Hussein was the ruler of this country, but he left. So why don't you change it?
Saddam Dahish's sister is also unlucky. In a flash of inspiration, their parents named her Saddama. But Saddam Dahish says despite the name-calling, he will stick with what everyone has called him his whole life.
I know some people who always tell me to change it to Kadhim or Jabbar or something else. But I don't want to change it. My name is Saddam and that is it.
Which may or may not be the way a small young boy born in Baghdad just after the fall of the regime will feel when he gets older. His name, George Bush Abdul Kader Faris. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.